I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A highly politically charged showdown is going on between Venezuela and Colombia. It now involves two blockades, severed diplomatic ties, and humanitarian aid that's going nowhere. The focal point is Cúcuta, a Colombian border city. Speaking for Compassion International in Colombia, Carlos Alvarez says
746 beneficiaries have been affected because of the lack of food and lack of attention, especially in the public hospital.
Compassion went into disaster response mode, getting food and basic supplies into Cúcuta in the name of Christ.
I want to recognize the work of the frontline churches that we partner with, because every day families are knocking their doors for them to provide some help because they cannot find any other help.
With another showdown expected, would you join them in praying for the staff, for the families, and for an end to violence? And we'll end today with a question. Is God calling you to go? It's step one of the Great Commission. Go and make disciples. Jeannie Marie with Frontiers USA says they're looking for goers to join them on a short-term mission trip.
We really would love to have people that are curious, that want to learn, that want to make friends, that want to be humble and be coached.
Frontiers is a ministry that reaches Muslims for Christ. The need is great, but few Christians are willing to go.
Often, a reason people might not consider a trip to a Muslim world is safety. We realize that God is our safety wherever we are. He's our protection here and there.
We've listed Frontiers trips at missionnews.org to help you find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.